What's involved are five buildings known as persistently struggling schools. That's buildings which have been in academic trouble for at least 10 years. That's West Hurdle Elementary, South Park, Marva J. Daniels Futures, Burgard, and Buffalo Elementary School of Technology. Under an order from Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, the system can expand the school day and school year and transfer teachers in and out involuntarily. School board member Jay McCarthy says students win.
I don't know if you call it a victory, but maybe you do call it a victory, because it's a victory for the students in the classrooms right now who've been, we've known what we've needed to do for so many years, but haven't been able to do it because of a collective bargaining agreement.
If teachers have to work more hours and more days, under the commissioner's order, they have to be paid more. It's likely the BTF will go to court to fight the order, which school superintendent Kreiner Cash would otherwise be able to put into effect immediately. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.